Welcome back to Uncommon Faith. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Amber. Let's get it right.
Literally feels like a kid's TV show.
I'm Ashley.
Like a little kid's talk show.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. All right. It's been a while.
A little while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just came back from that other road trip.
Yep, and you got one more to go. Not a road trip, but another trip.
I have two. We're going, next week we're going up to the mountains.
Nice, what part?
Keystone? I don't know. Everything was so expensive that I had to go on Vrbo and find something cheap and close. Because there was... Originally, I wanted to do Pagosa Hot Springs, and then I looked at it, and I was like, oh, that's like 6 hours away.
Oh, yeah, no.
So I'm like, after the big long return, I'm like, no. Yeah, so we are doing that for a couple nights, like an early anniversary.
Nice.
Then I have another big last-minute, spur-of-the-moment, crazy person trip at the end of the month.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonder where that's to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Got a lot of crap about it, too, let me tell you.
Uh-oh. Not like I can get you into trouble. Come on now.
No, not from my husband. No. He was like, do it. No, I got crap because our small group is doing its first, group camping trip.
Yeah.
And that weekend just happens to be the weekend that everybody else had available.
Oh man.
And so once I said what I was doing, they attacked me.
Oh goodness. What happened?
Well, it was mainly coming from the leader of I'm going to totally send this episode to him. And like, I'm calling you out.
Just no names.
No names. The leader of our small group, he called me because he was like, everybody else said they could do this weekend, but you said you couldn't. What's happening? What's going on? I was like, well, you see, I plan on going to see Pat Benatar at the Ryman Auditorium. I'm thinking, just me saying those two things,
yeah,
that everyone like, oh yeah, of course, I understand completely. Right. No, he was like, who's that? And I was like, oh Lord. I was like, Pat Benatar. He's like, of course, she have like one hit. And I was like, no, dude, this is Pat Benatar. And yeah, he was just giving me so much crap about it, saying like, she's like a has-been, she's not even good, I bet you she won't even be able to like sing, she'll probably lip sync. And I was like, this is blasphemy what you are saying. Because mind you, when I went to church to celebrate when the other people I work with working at the daycare, it was their birthday. So we all had lunch. And so I was asking everybody there. Two of them were like, who? And I'm like, obviously not my people. So the people who did know, they're like, oh yeah, for sure. And then the lead pastor came in. And I was like, what do you think? Should I do this? Mm-hmm. And he was like, absolutely. At the Ryman? I was like, yes. Yes. And I was like, this is like two bucket list things, like off my list, like two of them at the same time.
Yep. A concert at the Ryman and Pat Benatar.
And well, bucket list was seeing Pat Benatar. Plus, she's getting old. I hope she never hears this. And we don't know when she's going to decide to stop touring.
Right.
So I was like, we have to. And it just, you know, happens to be in Nashville, obviously. Mm-hmm. And you thank the Lord are also a Pat Benatar fan. So That's what we're gonna do. It's gonna be Adventures of Amber and Ashley 3.0, 2.0.
Be continued.
yeah. But then, when it came down to, he even called me. Like, I'm on vacation. He calls me. I'm with my grandparents, and I give the phone. Riley's like, "I'll answer it," and then he was like, "She's gonna have to call you back." I didn't call him back. He's like, "You're gonna have to get your dad to talk your mom into not going." And I was like, he already told me I could do it. Like,
he gave so you
then,
the go ahead.
Then yeah, then he took it. Then his wife's texting me.
Oh no.
He texts me. And then he sends out the group text about the whole camping trip. And he's like, "And some of us would rather go to a concert for an 80s has-been."
Ew.
Instead of going on our first annual camping trip. And I was like, I was getting a little perturbed. I was like, first of all.
Harassment.
I'm like, I have not missed one. Like, everybody else has missed more than one, multiples. I mean, even the pastor, the lead pastor, has missed one. Even when I was out of town and we were doing Zoom, I would still get on Zoom.
Yeah.
Like, I have not missed one. I have hosted it at my house. I have fed these people. I've organized things. I've done most of these things. And he's like, "Well, you don't want to break your streak now." And I'm like, "Ah!"
You're all, "But yet I do. Thank you."
I'm like, and they're like, "How can you do that and like not go to your camping trip with your closest friends?" And I was like, "I'm going with Amber."
That's where you could have started. I get to go see my friend.
I'm taking Amber to the concert. So he's like, "I'm just messing with you." He's like, "I mean, you can go, but we'll probably never forgive you." I was like, "Well, you're a pastor, so you have to forgive me."
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So
you don't have
that
to forget it, but you have to forgive it.
He probably won't forget it. And he, next time I see him, he's probably going to give me crap.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm like, you know what we should do? We should send pictures to him.
Oh, we got to send video.
Yeah, from the concert. Be like, "I don't think she's lip syncing."
A lot of people are here for a has-been, huh?
Mm-hmm. We're probably going to be the youngest, though. That's not gonna lie.
Totally okay.
It's okay. I would, if Steve Perry was still with Journey, I would pay to go see Journey.
Yeah.
If I really love the artist and they are inspirational to me, I'm going to pay money to go see them.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? I was like, "You made your choice. You chose that weekend."
Yeah.
So obviously you chose who you really want to hang out with. I was like, "You only want me to go camping so you can laugh at me." He's like, "No, that's not." He's like, "That would have just been a bonus."
Ew.
I was like, "Mm-mm." I should find a Pat Benatar concert t-shirt either before or from the show and then roll up into church and be like, "Hey, y'all."
Yep. Hit me with your best shot.
Hit me with your best shot. Absolutely. That's in the works, and I think that's almost to like the end of the summer, like perfect end of the summer, because I think we've got one more, like we have a wedding and family and people visiting, and then school starts and work starts, and so that will be like the cherry on top.
Yeah.
super excited. Are you excited?
I'm excited anytime I get to get out of the house.
So. I was like, I'm going to Walmart.
I'm going to Walmart. I'm excited.
Well, would this be the first time you are attempting downtown?
Yes.
Ooh. This should be very interesting.
Yep, we're bringing the chair, that's for sure.
Bring in the chair, roll you up into the Ryman.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But then they'll stow it, I believe.
Yeah.
You got to bring your whatever, your walker, yeah?
My cane.
Your cane, your cane. Have you bedazzled it yet?
Nope, not yet. Waiting for you.
Okay, we're going to bedazzle your cane. You should get some rhinestones.
I don't know about that.
Some fringe, some feathers. Like, what do you do? Oh, you know what we could do?
Some leather duct tape. Or leopard duct tape.
I was thinking we can make it look like how Mick Jagger or whatever, like how they decorate their mic stand. Like with like scar, like cool scars and stuff. That'd be very Nashville.
Be very old lady-ish.
No, no.
Listen, pictures. I already have the whole Karen haircut. Can we not?
You don't look like a Karen. Now, if you start acting like a Karen with the haircut, then we'll have problems.
I might.
You're going to start getting sassy. Like if we go.
If someone cuts in front of me in line, I might.
All right. If someone stands up and you have to say, can you be like, excuse me, I'm disabled.
Yeah, I'm not going to use that card.
Oh, I mean, we should be able to see pretty well from where, I think.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Hopefully. Anyway, so you want to hear all my funny stories from the road?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. So I feel like going to California was pretty basic.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I think we stopped in Utah. Oh, okay. So we stopped in Utah. And we went and got food at Del Taco. And as we get out of the car, some angry man is yelling at somebody on their phone and, like, cussing and, like, all this stuff. And I was like,
Where'd you go to Del Taco? In Barstow?
No, that was in Utah.
Oh.
And then across the street is a guy with a sign. Like, looking like homeless or something. Not, like, homeless, yeah. But, like, how they stand on the side. Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently his sign said something about, like, that he welds things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any, like, welding jobs, you can just pick this guy up at the gas station.
Nice.
And we're just like, this is so weird. This is so bizarre. And then, and it had a playground in the Del Taco.
Huh.
That's the first one I've ever seen.
At a Del Taco?
At a Del Taco.
There used to be a playground at the one on Hesperia Road in Victorville.
Huh. I don't. What Del Taco and on Hesperia Road? There was the one in the gas station, and then there was the one on La Paz.
Nope. Hesperia Road. It's in the Vons Shopping Center.
Oh, yeah, that one. Over there. Got it. Yeah. There was a playground in there? I don't recall a playground in there ever.
Yeah, it was a long, long time ago.
Maybe because I didn't have children to take them to that Del Taco.
Probably.
Like, you're not going to play at this playground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we finally get to the hotel. It was decent. Oh, that was the funny part. So we go swimming. First of all, I don't know if you saw my story, but I was like, I'm going to work out on this trip. I'm going to do it. We're going to hotels. I'm going to do the gym. And then, like, California, I'm going to, like, ride bikes to the beach. And I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, we got here. I changed into my stuff really fast. And then I was like, I forgot my shoes.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, great. So now I'm going to have to just work out in the room. And I'm like, well, what do I do? So I'm, like, perusing YouTube. And I find a workout. Mind you, it was a HIIT workout, okay. High intensity. 8 minutes in, and I'm like, I need my inhaler. Whew. And then my inhaler didn't work.
Oh, no.
And I was like, why? I just wanted to be good and work out on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, forget this. So I go down to the pool. You know, so we're just hanging out at the pool. And then by the time we are getting out to go, like, we get to the elevator. I'm wearing my flip-flops. Riley's wearing her flip-flops. And Evan has a pair of flip-flops in his hand. And I'm like, did you just straight up steal that lady's flip-flops? He's like, what do you mean? These aren't yours? I'm like, we're all looking at our feet and we're like, it's not ours. So he goes back and he takes them back, only to tell me later that he did not put them back where he picked them up at.
Oh my gosh.
He just put them outside the gate of the pool. I'm like, so this person has to go
looking for their
shoes. For their sandals? Because you're a thief.
Flipping Evan.
Oh my gosh. I was laughing hysterically. Yeah. So then we made it to, we stopped in Vegas to get gas.
Oh,
and
my.
I know. And I'm like, here it comes. And he's like, you don't want to go on the strip? I was like, no, I don't. I don't want to do anything in Vegas. Thank you. So we go use the bathroom, but there's a huge line. And I'm a little scared. And some guy, because they had like gambling stuff in the gas station. Yeah. So this strange guy comes up and he's like, yeah, so I think I left a dollar on the floor in there. So we get let in and we go in there and I'm like, there is a dollar there. Should I give him the dollar? Is it really his dollar? Does it matter? Like, how do you drop a dollar? And I mean, whatever.
How do you drop it and know you dropped it and not grab it when you drop it?
Yeah, he must have liked it. But also, like, why didn't you go and ask them back at the counter to let you back into the bathroom?
Yeah.
It was weird. So I was just like, Evan, here, you give him the dollar. I'm not going to interact with that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we make it through the desert. We make it down there by dinner time and we're chilling. And then on our way back, this was probably one of the funniest things. We stopped. So, you know, we're going through Arizona and it's like triple digit heat.
Right.
And I'm like, we have a cooler, we have the freezer packs, and he put a bunch of ice in. So a lot of things were cold.
Right.
But this is after we were leaving Tucson. So then while we're in Tucson for 2 days, he goes to Walmart and gets a whole package of ice cream sandwiches. And I'm like, why would you do this? Like, it's not like a extended stay thing. Like, it's a mini fridge.
Right.
Thankfully had a tiny little thing of freezer, whatever.
Yeah.
But then he like took the kids to get Cold Stone. Makes no sense.
Your family has an ice cream problem for sure.
I think I'm better with the ice cream, but not him. So he, and there was like, it wasn't even the small pack. There was like 8 of them. I think there was like 12 to 16 ice cream sandwiches.
Oh my gosh.
So then when we leave Tucson and he had put ice in there and all that. And I'm like, so we stop at a rest area to eat food. And I was like, you know what? We should probably eat those ice cream sandwiches. He's like, yeah, that's a good idea. So I go in there and I'm like, Evan,
they're melted.
No, look, listen, think about this. What happened? Like, what are ice cream sandwiches wrapped in? Paper.
Yep.
What's going to happen when the ice melts in the cooler?
Yep.
And so I had to like dive through the ice to get all of the ice cream sandwiches, which are, yeah, they're melted. They're soup.
Yeah.
And so I tried to eat one. I think Riley threw out 2 and then tried to eat another one. And then we just gave the rest to him while he's I will send you the video.
Oh my gosh.
Of him just like
licking the paper.
Licking. It's like all, and you know, he's on leave, so he didn't shave. So he's got like a full beard and mustache and it's just like all over his lip.
Yep.
I was like, why would you do this? Paper gets wet. Isn't that like, No, don't ever buy ice cream sandwiches like when we're on a road trip.
No.
So when we finally get, we stopped in Albuquerque. And so we, for breakfast, I was filling up a refill and he walked ahead of the kids. And then, you know, they went behind him. And so when I got over there, I heard Caleb in the elevator going up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I'm obviously going to get the other elevator. But I saw that it stopped on the floor below us. And I was there for a long time. And I'm like, huh, interesting. And so I go on the other elevator and I go up. I go all the way to our room. And he has the door propped open. And I'm like, where are the kids? And he's he's like, aren't they with you? And I was like, no, they're not with me.
Oh my gosh, they got up on the wrong floor. You lost your children.
At a Staybridge.
Oh my gosh.
Staybridge and St. So we walk all the way back over. I was like, I heard them in the elevator. And we walk all the way over there. I was like, well, maybe they got off the wrong floor and then they'll realize and they'll come up. So we're standing there. And I'm like, you should go get our phones. And so I went all the way down to the first floor. Well, I stopped on the third floor and I peeked out and I whistled for them and they didn't come.
Yeah.
And then I went all the way down. Maybe they went back to the food area and no kids.
Oh my gosh.
So then I come all the way back up to the fourth floor. And I meet him. I'm like, did you find him? He's like, no. Did you find him? I'm like, no, didn't find them. And so he went and he took the stairs. And then I hear them chatting. And so I walk all the way back over there. Because we're like all the way, the last room.
Right.
Around the corner, down the hallway. These kids went to, not only did they go to the wrong floor, they went to the room below us, knocked on the door, kicked the door and then sat outside the room waiting.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what are you doing? Oh my gosh. We went to the wrong room. And I was like, okay, so.
That's why you stay with your parents.
You stay with your parents, know your hotel room number.
Yep.
So now it's a joke. Remember that time you got lost in the hotel?
Gosh, good memories for them though.
I don't think they were scared. I think if Caleb was by himself, he'd be scared.
Yeah, he would have been freaking out.
I'm like, I hope that room was empty. And he was just like banging on it, kicking the door. Nobody comes in the door.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you didn't get kicked out, so I'm assuming it was empty.
Well, we were already checking out anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
Good times.
Yes. Good times. While we were there we've talked about our summer, well, my summer reading plans.
Yes.
2022, read more books. So I'm proud to say that I finished Outlander.
Oh my gosh.
But so after renewing that book at least three times, like with an extension, because they were closing the library down and putting up a temporary one while they did construction. So mm-hmm. they gave me an extension of the normal 3-week thing. So I had the book for 3 weeks times three more. So, I mean, I had this book for over a month or more. Yes. Had to be more. So I was forced to give the book back and then I was able to get the ebook. And I was like, okay, it's due back on the 27th. I got it. I got to finish this. So I'm reading the whole ride there.
Right.
Then we get to California and I'm with my, the in-laws. And obviously they're all book lovers. So they understand. So I'm sitting there with my iPad and I'm reading the book. I'm reading. But then, you know, people come over and they're all talking and I'm like, I get distracted. Yeah. And I was like, I got to finish this, guys. So I'm like reading. And, you know, it's the 26th. And I'm reading. And I'm like, I got to finish it. And so the next day when it's due, I'm like, okay, I don't know what it was. My first ebook. I didn't know what it was going to do.
Right.
So I, not in, in the app, it actually, let me backtrack a little bit. Before I left, I knew that I wasn't going to be able to have Wi-Fi in the car, obviously. So I had to download it, but I didn't click the Kindle. I clicked Adobe, and then you had to have a login for Adobe.
Oh no.
And so I was like calling my mom, like, what's your login? I got to get this book.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, la, la, la. And I was like, I am trying to like leave the house to drive. So what is the login? So I get the login. But on the app, it kept like when you click to turn the page, it kept staying on the same page. So then I have to close it out and then go back into it. Well, on the 27th in the afternoon, I do that. And then I try to get back. Your book has expired. And I was like, no. And I had like 20 or 30 pages left.
Oh no.
And so my lovely sister-in-law, who felt my pain and was there for the end of it, she was like cheering me on to the finish line, drove me to their closest library. We get out of the car, we go, and they're closed.
Of course.
They're closed for some kind of renovation or something. And she's like, I didn't even know this. This is stupid. And I was like, okay. Then we get on the phone and she calls another library in Dana Point, which is a little further.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, Outlander. And she's like, yeah, Breath of Snow and Ashes. He's like, oh yeah, Outlander. Okay. That by Gabaldon? I'm like, yes. Yes, librarian, it is. Like, what was the name of that again? Yeah, what's the title? Of Breath of Snow and Ashes. Good Lord. And he's like, no, we don't have that. Okay, that's great. So we went to another library. They had one copy. Mm-hmm. Like, thank you. So I get it. And I'm like putting myself in a timeout, like the rest of the evening.
Right.
And I'm reading it. And then they had friends come over, and then the friends left. And I'm like, yep, still reading. and then they all come in and they're obviously having fun, and I was having FOMO, and they put on a Nate Bargatze comedy special, which they hadn't seen. And I've seen it before. I knew the jokes. So I was like, well, then it dawned on me. Take pictures of the pages on your iPad. So I did that for the road. And thankfully, I finished it.
Yay.
I did it. It was brutal, man.
Yeah, I bet.
But now any other book, I'm like, piece of cake. So I get home. And, well, once I finished the book, I was able to, like, watch all, like, these romantic comedies. I accidentally watched a sad movie on my Netflix on the way home.
Uh-oh.
But I feel like I accomplished a lot. We finished Outlander. I finished the Outlander book, finished Stranger Things. I watched 5 romantic comedy movies on Netflix. And then I get home and our other friend, Sarah, who was previously a guest, has telling me about this series and sent me she's like, I couldn't find it on an ebook or whatever. And she's like, I have it. I'll just send it to you. So I come home and I have another book in the mail.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm almost done with it.
Well, that's
because it's like 400 pages. I'm like, piece of cake.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm like, once you're on a roll, like with reading the books, like you're like, I can't stop now. Like I have to.
Yeah.
Give me the next book. I got to power through. But I'm still watching stuff. But you know what? It's weird.
What?
Because I feel like I should be working.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Time should. For more projects.
Well, I mean, because we had pre-recorded all of our recent episodes. And so this is literally our first time recording in like three weeks or so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's why I'm like, how do things work again? I don't even know. How was your 4th of July?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Got to hang out with the kids and the friends.
Yeah.
Pretty chill.
Did you do that thing that you wanted to do with your wheelchair?
No, we did not.
Did you chicken out?
No, the kids were just occupied with other things.
Oh, and you wanted to be the entertainment?
Yeah, it didn't work out that way.
You're like, I want to be the center of attention, so can we do that? The kid's like, no, it's jumping.
No, but I bought these really cool fireworks for the kids. There was two of them. They were $2. They were little ladybugs.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, these will be like the little ground flowers, you know? Mm-hmm. Not at all. These things lit up and flew into the sky. It was so cool.
Aww. I'm
like, that just like slingshotted into the sky. That was cool.
That's cool.
I'd buy those again.
That's cool. We had, I think one time in Georgia, they had like, our neighbor got little like tanks.
Oh, that's
they cool. They did not fly. Oh, you know what else I did?
What'd you do?
I saw Top Gun Maverick.
Did you like it?
It was actually really, I mean, I recently saw Top Gun, which we've talked about.
Yeah.
This one, I mean, it's still great if you haven't seen Top Gun.
Yeah.
It's great as a standalone. Plus, they do like kind of flashbacks, which kind of gives you like all the important parts of Top Gun. Yeah. I don't know if you could watch that and then go back and watch it and appreciate the first one if right. you're seeing the other one first. But we literally took all the kids to see it.
Yeah.
I can't believe Tom Cruise just turned 60.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's literally, like, running around. So this one was cool because, and I kind of wish we had Pete to talk about this. Shout out, Pete. So the actors were actually flying.
Oh, that's cool.
And they were able to get, like, wide-angle cameras in the planes. Mm-hmm. I think the storyline of this one was just more interesting.
Yeah.
Because the other one, it's like they're training and who's going to be the, I don't know. This one was just like, just felt more interesting.
Yeah.
There was
what
a little
did Evan
more.
Think of it?
Oh, he loved it. And his brother loved it. Like literally we got there, we got like, so there's 10 of us, but the older kids accidentally went to the wrong theater. And so they were late. Yeah. So we had all the smaller kids, and it's me and then Evan and his brother. So they all go to the far end, and I'm all over here. And I look at, like, the movie hasn't even started yet. And they both have their own bags of popcorn, and they're just like. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, they were glued to the theater.
Yep.
The screen. So
they were ready to go.
They all, I think everybody loved it. I think some parts, like, Caleb was a little bored, but. Yeah. Because he was sitting next to his little cousin, and he was like enthralled with it because he's 9.
Yeah,
he's 8 or 9, and so yeah, they all were interested. It was funny because you know you always are afraid of you know taking your own candy into the movie theater.
Yeah.
We had got a bunch of candy bars, and I took some of, like, my kids and our candy bars.
Yeah.
And then I shoved the other ones in my niece's backpack, the one that came late. And they, came in, and apparently, like, she, like, sat down next to my brother-in-law, her dad, and was like, they searched my bag.
Oh, no.
And she's like, I was like, I'm sorry. I have a lot of candy. they're like, oh, we don't care about that. We're just seeing if you have like weapons or drugs or alcohol.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. I was like, they didn't search my bag because I have a purse, but they're like,
right.
Use, you know?
Right.
Yeah. But it was good.
Have you heard about people getting kicked out of the theater lately for the Minions movie?
No, but I did just see the Minions. Tell me your story.
I don't know what it's about, and I don't know why. I thought maybe you would know.
Oh, I didn't
apparently
see anything about it.
Teenagers are doing some kind of challenge during the Minion movie.
Is it drug related?
I don't know.
I'll have to say that the Minions was not as good as the first one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was like, it's okay. We do have plans to see Thor.
When does that come out?
That comes out tomorrow. Mm. They do show Chris Hemsworth's butt.
Oh, man, we're just getting all their butts this year, huh?
We're getting all the butts, but I'm joking with my mom. I don't know if she wants me to say this on an episode.
Do it. Do it.
I was joking with her. I was like, because, you know, she's coming out next week. So I was like, yeah, we're going to wait for you to get here to go see Thor. And she's like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever, that's fine. And I was like, yeah, you're excited. You're excited to see all the booty. And she was like, what? And she's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, Mom, they show Chris Hemsworth's butt. And she's like, oh. She's like, yeah, just give me my candy and popcorn and all the booty. And I was like.
She's here for it, too.
Yeah. Well, I was watching an interview from the director, and he's like, well, you know, he worked really hard at it. So I feel like we have to put it in.
Yep.
But I did get, because we're like, oh, no, they're going to show his butt, and we're supposed to take the kids. Like, what do we do? And then I was reminded when he was, because I think it was on Jimmy Kimmel that he was on, and he was saying, it's like, I'm sensing a theme, because he directed Thor Ragnarok, and Hulk's butt is in it.
Interesting.
I mean, but then you're like, when it's like cartoony or animated, you don't think about it unless it's like a real butt. Because the kids are like, we've seen plenty of Minion butt. Like, even in this one, there's like little Gru's butt, and there's Minion butt.
Gosh, it's the theme this year, huh?
It's just a lot of butt. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Have any interest in seeing Thor?
Not really.
Did you see the other ones?
Yeah.
Did you like Ragnarok?
No, wait, I haven't seen that. Maybe I haven't seen it.
Well, this, okay, so the second, the third, how many Thors are there? Oh, okay, so the first one, obviously, is the one where he comes to Earth, meets Jane. The second one is, I don't even remember. I only kind of really remember Ragnarok. Ragnarok was just so good. That's the one with where his father dies and his sister comes back and she's the villain. And that's how and I'm not going to tell you.
I'm like, spoiler alert.
Sorry. Everybody has seen it by now.
You know me.
You have not. But you know what? When I come out there, we're going to see Mean Girls. And what's the other one that you haven't seen?
I don't know.
I'll have to go listen back to our episodes, because there's another one and we're like, I can't believe you haven't seen this. So crazy. So yeah. Crazy.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day you'll be a movie buff?
Yeah.
I think you can do it.
I think I don't want to do it. That's the problem.
Why? Well, maybe once you have your ADD medication, you'll be able to sit through a movie.
Probably.
Yeah. I think so. You haven't watched Stranger Things, obviously.
No, I have no interest in watching it either.
So good, though. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I'm good.
And the kids in it is so good. I love them. Even my pastor watches Stranger Things.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there's no movie coming out. You know which one I think you might like? Wait, what? Did you ever see Wonder?
No.
It's based off a book. It's a kid who has facial deformities, and he was homeschooled all his life, and now his mom is making him go to real school and middle school. So it's kind of all about like bullying people for being different or having, you know, disabilities or whatever.
Yeah.
Really sweet movie. So there,
because I'm deformed, do you think I should see it?
Oh my gosh, that is not what I was saying at all.
Oh gosh.
So they've made a continuation of the story with one of the kids who was a bully, and kind of takes it to where I'm assuming where his grandma was somewhere probably in, you know, around 1940s with like the Holocaust and stuff. Yeah. And like, yeah. So that should be really interesting. That comes out in October. So I feel like that's probably going to be like a sweet movie too.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of trailers. They have another Avatar coming out. And it wasn't really into the first one.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah. And it's going to be 3 hours, so you'd be miserable. I think the first one is 3 hours, I think, too. Yeah. But it's literally the highest grossing movie of all time.
Wow.
Isn't that insane? Weird. Yeah. It's like over Titanic. Like Titanic. Have you seen Titanic?
Yes. Okay. 15 times in the year 2000.
It's very specific.
My sister dragged me to the Dollar Theater every freaking day.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I wonder if we saw each other, because that summer, we went to see it at the Dollar Theater, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, we would, like, oh, let's cool you down by taking to the movie theater and seeing a movie in the cold, icy water. That'll cool you down.
Yeah.
There's only, like, a couple movies that I vividly remember seeing at the Dollar Theater. Was Ever After and Titanic. Ever After, when that came out to the Dollar Theater, that was actually the time when I think girls were getting attacked or something in movie theater bathrooms, because my mom's like, you can't go to the bathroom by yourself.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yep, the world has evolved into something totally different.
Worse.
Yep.
Yes, worse. Yeah, so we didn't really do anything for 4th of July, really, because since we just got back, we literally were super lazy. We got groceries, we made burgers, and you can see the fireworks from our house.
Well, that's nice.
But the annoying part is because they do it at the rec center and park area across on the other side of my house. So people will park on our backyard side street.
Yeah.
And you know how my backyard is open.
Right.
So we're all sitting there and people are just walking back and forth, parking their cars, and we're like, hey. And then in the front yard, people will park, and then they'll still be trying to find a parking spot on our street when the fireworks start. And so we're sitting out there and the cars with their headlights are just glaring, like when we're trying to take pictures or video, we're just constantly driving. I'm like, just like find some, like go to the gas station. You can see them from there. Like at this point, like you're not going to find, like fireworks were maybe like, you know, 20 minutes or so of fireworks.
Yeah.
But it is nice to be able to see them from your house and not have to go anywhere.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah, we did. That was here, and then in Hawaii we could see it. But at least in Hawaii, they always do those 4th of July concerts.
Yeah.
And so we literally like walked over to watch Michelle Branch, Daughtry, Sam Hunt, Kelsey Ballerini.
Oh, that's cool.
Those are two different years, but, and then we're like, walk home.
Yep, that's nice.
And it's free.
Cool.
Yeah, they're always free at, you know, if you're ever around for the military, because you never know who's coming though.
Yeah,
until like the day of or the day before.
Yeah,
but then they have like their food trucks, so obviously admission is free, you see the concerts for free, and you can just buy food and beer all night and then stay for the fireworks that they do.
That's cool. Nice little break for military families.
Mm-hmm. That is a perk. But we're so far from, you know, from
the base.
The bases. Yeah, the bases that we didn't do. We didn't do it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if where we're gonna be next 4th of July. So
hopefully Kentucky.
Kentucky or Tennessee or whatever. I don't know. It's a wait and see. Always fun.
So fun.
Living that life. So besides our big fun trip, what do you got the rest of your summer?
Not a darn thing.
Walmart plans? Target probably plans?
Every week.
You have any more funny stories for me?
I got nothing.
You got nothing? No funny? We literally haven't talked in 3 weeks and you have no funny jokes?
Nope.
No funny jokes? No funny stories?
Nothing.
Nothing? You got nothing for me?
I got nothing.
Okay, well, I guess until the next time.
I'll have something next.
You better have something.
Yep.
Big plans. All right, well, where can everyone find you?
You can find me at amber_n_g on Instagram. Where can they find you, Ash?
They can find me at ashley.reed and Ashley Reed Music, because I got new stuff coming soon. And okay, I don't know how soon. We'll see. But I don't know. It's actually a little hard to not get, not necessarily discouraged or whatever, but it's just like when you're not, like, you're going into your, you know.
Yeah.
Third project, per se, or fourth project, and putting a lot of money into it and all that, and you're just like not seeing any fruits of your labor yet.
Right.
It's hard to create. So I gotta figure my brain out, and like, it's not for other people, it's for you.
Right.
And so I gotta, yeah. But I mean, I do enjoy it. It's just a weird time right now.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, so I don't want to force it, but right. I know, like, it was only 2 days in the studio, and then we're supposed to meet up in the next couple of months and figure out, you know, multiple songs, because I'd like to do another EP, but I don't know. I don't know where that's coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Anyway, so Ashley.reed, Ashley Reed Music, and you can find us both at Uncommon Faith Podcast, as well as uncommonfaithpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you guys for listening. Good talk. I hope you enjoyed my travel stories. Unless it was like, you had to be there.
I don't know, you lost your kids, so.
That was pretty funny. I mean, they couldn't have gone far.
Yeah.
They were on one of the floors. But that's not actually a very serious manner, and not a laughing matter, maybe.
I think it's funny.
Okay. As long as we made you laugh today.
All I need.
Okay. All right. Well, until next time, guys, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.